Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's off a couple days. I had the felt like the spring crud or whatever, just not in a very talkative mood for the past couple of days. But think, knock on wood, everything's better. Feeling much better, and my kids and taking the vitamins, and we're good to go. Kids are out of the house, thank goodness. So I was thinking team doesn't have code reviews, or people don't want to do code reviews or whatever. And I am going to say that is a very selfish attitude by your teammates. Now you might say, well, how do you fix it, Greg? We'll get to that a little bit, but I wanted to give you an angle on why not having code reviews is selfish. And I'm not talking about, and actually you could do this with a sharing with how you do something, your logic, your design behind what you solutionize. It doesn't necessarily have to be coding code. It could be why you operate a business in a certain way, why you perform, if you're mowing lawns, why do you do it in a certain way and things like that. If you work in a hairdryer, why do you cut in a certain way? Why do you do this step, then that step, then this step? Understanding the why and how it's designed is important. And that's really what code reviews are about. It's not checking the code quality. That's a misnomer. It's not that. That is the old government way of thinking. But it's not about checking code quality, though you can pick up on things. But I doubt you're going to pick up on all the quality issues. That's what we have these automated checkers for now. You don't need to do that in a code review. But you need to do the code reviews. I'm going to explain why. And it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring more value to your customer, have more fun, and not work so crazy hours. Anyway, so a lot of things going on. Been busy the past couple of days trying to get over the crud. But I want to share with you this thought about code reviews. Oh, and by the way, I am speaking at the PO Summit, online summit coming up this month. I will send more information out. And as part of that, I'm doing a live thing about product owners and making a career of it and some thoughts behind that. And I'll lay out some more details later. And I got another interview coming up. I'll probably announce that later today because today is Wednesday. Tomorrow's our Thursday night interview program. So I should put some stuff out and remind people what is going to be on tomorrow's show. So I'll do that later today. So look for a post from me. All right, so what is this with the code reviews? Why, Greg, this is We Team HR Wednesday, right? That's where we talk about teams, the we factor, the team, HR stuff, things like that. And here I want to talk about a little bit more teamwork and the we factor and why code reviews are important to get that team and that we mentality on your team. And why people don't understand what they're really about. Some people do, some people don't. So I want to explain this to you a little bit. So years ago, before 2020, I'm not going to say what 2020 meant. You just have to know. There was an Agile coach or Scrum Master saying how they're doing everything they do, but this one person got on the team. They were code things, but no one could understand how they coded or why or where or what's their format, you know, just how they got there. And they really, the point to point where they're going to get rid of the person. But why did they need to know how the person coded it? You could say, well, what's the answer? Why does everyone need to know how I come up with the answer? There's a lot of reasons behind that and a lot of engineering reasons why when you shouldn't accept an automation or a rendering or I don't know what, I can't remember the word is, but when we used to do simulations of like structural engineering, you know, we could talk about that another day. Anyway, you should always know why. But why? Because it's greedy. It's selfish. If you think that you're the only one ever going to touch that code base, right? What if you're out and some people may be greedy, said, well, this will be self-preservation for my job. Because if I'm the only one who knows, understands how I coded it, they have to keep me employed forever. Well, yeah, I'll be honest with you. Corporate America can decide, no matter how valuable you think you are, there's always someone above you who can make a call to make you less valuable to the corporation. But some people think, if they know how it was, why do I need to share? what do they care? It's fixed. It's the answer. No, it's very selfish of you to say, why does anybody else have to know? That's a very selfish statement. Now, I'm saying this to give people an idea of this thought process, not in the shade, like, you're being selfish, and that's not really nice. You don't want to do that to your teammates and when they do that, but I want you to have an understanding perspective behind what I'm sharing here with you on this idea of not having code reviews. So by being that way, nobody else can understand what they're doing. Like if I write in my book, I write in my diary, my daughter says, no one can understand what you write. I know, because that is definitely just for me. It's just for me to see what my goals are. So I really don't care if anybody else can read it. However, in the real world, when you work in a team, you have to be concerned that your teammates can understand what you coded in case you're not there, you're on vacation, and it frees your mind to go have fun and enjoy life. Like if you're always worried that because you wrote some code in some way, you think you're being smart, you're not, you're being foolish. That, you have to be on call 24/7. If you write your code and have your code review so that other people on your team can understand what you did and your logic and your design, your how you developed it, it frees your mind, right? You think you're outsmarting yourself, but you're actually being dumb, right? You're actually self-sabotaging. When you're selfish, in a way, you're self-sabotaging. You know, I should probably use that. Selfish is another word for self-sabotage. Because nobody else can pick up on it or figure out what you did in case something goes wrong. We all make mistakes. Something goes wrong. Someone might take your code and use it in a different way than it was intended to be used. And that's causing problem. And they said, yeah, I got the answer here, but why? How did I get that answer? And that way you got to the answer may not satisfy the right answer for what they're going to reuse your code for. Right. So even if they don't know, they said, oh, here's your output. Oh, I'm just going to use that. I'm going to go here. That can sabotage their work as well. So think about it. I want you to, and when you think about it, your teams are not doing code reviews. Think about how you may put this in a positive spin. Like, here's your positive spin. You don't have to worry about when you go on vacation. You don't have to worry about being called 24/7 because other people on your team can understand how and why and where you did it. You know, if the company only makes you one deep and you have no backups, then you got a lot of problems. But the idea behind the code review is you're asking somebody, hey, can I share with, they may not program your stuff at all, but I just want to share with you how I developed this code base and how I came up with the solution. So, you know, in case something, you at least have an idea. You're smart enough, the people in the team are smart enough to try to figure it out if they really absolutely have to. Right, there's somebody who can post the code or modify the code, you know, put it up in the system and all that kind of stuff, tag it and elevate it and all that kind of things. But how you design it and everything, why you picked which way, what is references, what is your architecture behind your code is very important. It's not about reading the code and making sure that the grammar and syntax is correct. That is not what code reviews. I remember watching people just sit for hours reading line by line by line. It's not that. It should be about, here's why I did this. Here's what the reason why. Here's what it is. And it's a high-level code review. It's about the architecture. It's about the design, not the actual code itself. Okay? It takes less. I'm also giving you, it takes you less time to do this kind of code review than it does the syntax code review, which you don't need to do anymore because there's enough syntax checkers out there to check that for you, right? That's why we employ these code things, because it takes the basic syntax. So now you're elevating your game to organizational architecture behind your solution, whether it be in a business or whatever, it's writing code or whatever. You want other people to understand so that if you go away, they don't have to call you and you'll be available 24/7. You don't have to have your laptop with you if you go hiking in the mountains or something, right? So I wanted to share that with you, another angle on code reviews, why it's greedy. And some people want to do it to preserve your job. But in the end, I'm going to tell you right now, I see a lot of people think they're so valuable to the company, but the company will make another decision. Maybe they decide to get out of that business altogether and you're in worse squat, right? Not to be a downer, but it's true. So why not enjoy life? Why not make code and product that your teammates can understand and use for what they need to do? And it's less stress on everyone. Oh, okay. I'm familiar. I sat down with CodeReview. I understand the overall dynamics. I can help bring that to the team and make the overall team look good. Not the individual, the overall team. If one person on the team fails, the whole team looks bad, right? So you want to have that where a team can look at that kind of thing. So I wanted to share that today. I know it's been a couple of days and I'm like, damn, Greg, you're really on our case about this CodeReview and being selfish. But I thought it made sense. It just, you know, it came to me just thinking about stuff in the past, what I'm doing. And it's good to do stuff that other people understand what you're doing. Kind of why I share this information on those daily podcasts and daily videos. But that's it. I want to wish you the best. Have a happy scrumming day. Scrummy day. Have a happy scrumming. Have a great day. And I wish you the best and good luck. And go share your code with your people. Maybe they'll explain something or maybe find an easier way of doing what you did. Take care. Bye. See ya.